Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Haven't done an intro in a while, but the reason for this is because today's a very special episode. Two people who have never been on the podcast, but, you know, it felt like the right time. I've posted enough content, videos, I should say, of them on Instagram, and they've garnered quite the fan base. So I said, you know what, it seems like I should share the hilarity and amazingness and adorableness that these two muster up on a daily basis for me and for my family. It's my nieces, Brooke and Brianna. Yeah, baby. They're the shit. They're 8-year-old twin girls. They've never done a podcast before. We did almost an hour. They didn't get antsy. They only asked for my phone to play Minecraft on it once. And it was incredible. They shared love drama, what they do at recess, the best part about being 8, who their favorite singers are, what they like to do. They sang. It's pretty awesome. And we talked about the YouTube era that they're growing up in. It's a pretty sweet episode. So enjoy this one. I also want to do an intro because I'm putting together some collages for the ALN merch, which thank you for buying. You guys have been not only at shows but online just buying the sweats and shirts and beanies, and we're having to order so much more. So thanks. Continue to get all that at aboutlastnightpodcast.com/merch. Email us pictures of you and your merch to aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, and we're going to make a collage to post and do some other contests, some other fun stuff with those pictures, and send you guys some free goodies, all right? So again, email you pictures of you in your ALN beanies, sweats, whatever, to aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, and be in the running for some more ALN goodies. Tour dates. Brad Williams this weekend is on the road, of course, in Florida. Brad is in Naples, Florida, Thursday through Saturday. Through Sunday at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Thursday through Sunday, the 11th through the 14th. Go see Brad, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. I will be in L.A. for the next week and a half doing shows, gearing up for Australia, Japan with Adam Devine. All that ticket information at livenation.com. But locally, my next headline weekend is in Oxnard, California at Levity Live, the amazing Oxnard Levity Live Club. It's the shit. And I will be there with Avery Pearson and Sandy Danto January 18th. And then I will be doing the late shows on the 19th and 20th. Dana Carvey's doing the early shows. So come see a bunch of comedy. Get your Dana Carvey fix. Get your Adam Ray fix. I'll be doing the late shows on the 19th and 20th. And then Sunday the 21st is just me. So come on and see us. Oxnard, 18th through the 21st. Levity Live, tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. All right, so you know where we are on Twitter. Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast. ALN Podcast on Instagram. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram. All right, now they've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with my nieces, Brooke and Brianna.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. No podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
And hold it like this far from your face, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
Do you want to sit down, Brookie, on the bed with her or what?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is the first podcast ever with my nieces, Brooke and Brianna. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
So you guys are how old?
8.
And you're sisters?
Yes.
Yes.
Because why?
Because we're identical twins and we are twins.
Whoa. And you guys came out at the same time or no? How does
no.
that work?
No, I came out first, so I'm 1 minute older.
Dang, shots fired. Wait, but
and Our eggs split.
Now I have some bump on my right arm. It's fading away because
it's a birthmark. It's a birthmark.
No, it's not a birthmark. Mom said it was something, but it would be more understanding if it was like a birthmark.
It is a birthmark, right?
No.
I think it's cool. It's like a
It's almost like a battle wound. It's like you came out, you were a minute older, and you got a little, you know. Yeah. It's cool. It's very you. How would you describe yourself, Brookie?
I would describe myself as having lots of lucky things a part of me.
Yeah, like what?
Well, I have a thing about
hold
like,
the mic in front of your face.
I have things about like I'm very lucky of doing sports that yeah. good.
Hold the mic in front of your face.
Because it's just like if I was playing basketball and I didn't have that good sportsmanship, I would be just like I would not even play that much good. So
yeah.
Hi, it's me, Brooke, again, and I do ballet, but I sometimes like to do hip-hop dances, and if you see me, your mind will be blown.
Why?
Why is that? What kind of moves do you do?
Wait, I do, like, crazy moves. Even though it looks, like, painful, it's actually not.
Like what? What's your favorite move to do? Like, I do the robot and the running man and the shopping cart.
My favorite one is, like, when you jump into the air, but then you, like, land on your hands and feet, and you do, like, a push-up.
Can you show us what that is?
I think that's burpees.
Burpees.
What the heck? No, it's not burpees.
She's taking her coat off. Here we go. Wait. Wait. Let me get my Instagram story ready. I'm going to take a video of this. All right, so I'm here podcasting with Brooke and BriBri. And Brookie is telling us how she's a hip-hop dancer, and she's going to show us some of her moves. Go for it.
I know. I'm a hip-hop dancer. Grandma, she signed me up for hip-hop
dance.
Classes.
All right, well, Brookie will go first.
This is, I don't know.
Are we singing a song for her?
No.
How about, love and dance. Into the light,
no.
We can go.
No.
I said, whatever
no.
You and me.
No.
Oh.
Just
no,
dance.
No,
we're
it's
gonna be okay.
Have it. Just dance.
I love that song. Wait, so, okay, so hip hop and whatever. You also like to act, right?
Yes, and I also do ballet. My favorite move. My favorite dance is where he's like, ha, 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 we got it, ha, ha.
Can you want, so the ballet moves are like perrier, right?
Yeah.
Or plié.
Yeah, plié.
Perrier is a water. So
plié.
How do you plié?
Eggnog.
Is eggnog a move?
Yeah, eggnog is a move. Hold the mic.
That was amazing. Fist bump. Blah, blah, blah.
Ever hold the mic just a little bit away from your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Then what is this?
Curtsy, I think. Or no. That's a... No.
Curtsy?
You're asking a 35-year-old man curtsy. What ballet moves are. Oh, that's a curtsy. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I think what you were doing was just the beginning of a ballet move.
We do curtsy like this. Like,
yeah, that looks pretty good.
Like,
so, here, hold the mic in front of your face. So, you're in ballet class, and you love it?
Yeah.
Why do you love
totally.
It?
Totally. Because my ballet teacher is the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker.
What? And your dream is to do what?
Be in the Nutcracker.
Why?
Because it's a big deal to me.
Aww. Here, hold the mic a little closer. And so,
what do you have to do to get to the Nutcracker, do you think?
Work really hard.
Work. Step one. Work really hard. Step two. Look beautiful. Three. Make sure everything's okay. And four. Make sure your shoes are tied.
That is amazing. And guess what? That's probably what
well,
you need. Having your shoes tied in ballet is a big deal, right?
Uh-huh. Well, this is the rules for basketball. Because you can slip and you have to do the things right. But when you're in practice, you don't have to get everything right.
Because that's why it's practice.
Yeah, you have... They're teaching you, and they're working really hard on teaching you. Well,
they may be nice to the teacher.
Well, this is some basketball rules.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, first of all,
Brookie, you're going to make it to the Nutcracker. I know you are. Don't you think so, BriBri?
Totes.
Totes. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Now, BriBri, tell us about... Here. BriBri, tell us, you are on... What's the name of your basketball team?
It's called the dragons.
No, the blue dragons.
No, last year was the green dragons. Now it's the blue dragons. So that's why I just call it dragons. That's what my coach says.
You mean the dragons?
No.
And what what position do you play?
I'm just going everywhere on my team, like defending and dribbling the basketball and
I've seen you dribble. You're really good.
Like going to the different spots in the basketball court. The first rule for basketball, be safe. The second rule.
Hey, it's my turn.
Hold on. You just told us about ballet. Let Brianna tell us about basketball.
The second rule is to always have fun. The third rule is do not pout if you have the ball.
Yeah.
The fourth rule is to have sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And not just.
Why is sportsmanship after have fun? Because having fun could include elbowing somebody in the face, but that's bad sportsmanship. Which is rule number four, right? So that's a fine balance. Do you ever find yourself so angry that you want to, like, pull a girl's hair because she stole the ball from you?
No. But I would only be angry if someone just, like, shoved me out of the way.
Yeah.
That's really... That happened to me in a game one time, and
what?
I fell.
What?
And I hurt my foot.
And anyways, they're part of your, you know...
And I had to go to mom, and she had to, like, kiss it or something, and then I went back into the game.
What did you say when she pushed you?
I'm like, hey, that wasn't nice. Wait,
and she was like, well, that's what you get. And you were like, why do you talk like that?
No, she didn't say, that's what you get. She's like, oh, well, I want to get the ball.
Whoa. Yeah, and see, that's some of the sass that 8-year-old girls have to deal with, right? I mean, Brookie was telling me last night, because somebody tooted, I won't say who, but then I go, oh, it does not smell good. And Brookie goes, what'd you say? You said, that's girl. What'd you say?
That's girl fart.
No, but you said that's girl life.
Yeah, that's girl life.
And what is girl life?
Girls can fart just like boys, which we all know everybody can fart in the world.
Yeah.
Even animals.
Even animals, yeah. Even dogs fart.
So.
But you were saying that girl farts smell worse than guy farts. Because
yeah.
Why?
Because we have different things than boys.
Right.
And we have the babies, so we have, like, other stuff. So it's kind of a big deal.
You have more parts that make more farts, right?
Yeah.
I just came up with that.
Just that rhymes.
Just more smell. Because boys... don't smell like anything, but when they, like, it's very loud for some reason.
What does a boy fart sound like? And show me a boy fart versus a girl fart. Ready? Boy farts first. Now girl farts. followed by a cover your mouth, get out of the room.
Even though it's so small, like
the fart, yeah, it's smaller, it's softer, it's almost like beep.
No, it sounds like this.
Have you guys ever? Hey, I have a great question.
Baby.
Have you ever farted in class?
Yes.
Do people laugh?
No, they're like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Can I tell you a story? When Uncle Adam was in the fifth grade, he bent over to reach for his pencil because I dropped my pencil, and it was during silent reading, and I was making notes in my book, and it was dead silent in the class, right? And I bent over to get my pencil, and when I bent over, I went, and everybody turned to me and goes, and I go, sorry. I was so embarrassed. I was fat at that time, yeah.
Okay.
Now I want to bring up something very important. Brookie just put her hand to the side of her mouth and whispered, were you fat at that time? Now, how did you know I was a big kid? Did mommy tell you? Did I tell you? Oh, I told you guys. Last time I was home, remember you said how I told you I was bigger as a kid, and I told you about getting teased, and you got, and I told you about it, and I said, because I was trying to tell you that to be really about, I was talking about trying to be nice to people, right?
Yeah.
regardless of what's going on with them, and not to tease people and make fun of them. And what did I tell you? I said I got teased a lot, right?
At least your big sister or mom saved the day.
How did my mommy save the day?
How did our mom?
It's because when grandma told us that mom saved the day, it's kind of grandma saving the day too, because she's the one who helped with
telling mom
to be stand up for her little brother and stuff. So she's here too.
Whoa.
So mom said, Leave my little brother alone, or I'll tell the bus driver. But then, when she told the bus driver, they got kicked off and never went on that bus.
Wow, yeah. And sometimes, and you have to stick up for yourself, right? Because, Brookie, yeah. You got bullied at school, didn't you? Didn't some boys tickle you to the ground?
No, they, like, pinned me down to the ground.
And tickled you.
And then
you.
I was trying, no, he didn't, they didn't tickle me. I was trying to go away, but then they kept on, like, tackling me, and then I couldn't really breathe.
Jeez, and what'd
you? I was wearing white pants, so when we went to the office, green was all over my pants.
From the grass?
Yes.
And everyone thought you maybe pooped your pants, but you're like, no, it was the grass.
No, it was only on my knees.
Oh, okay. So you can't poop on your knees. Wait, so
wait,
what?
You can't poop on your knees because you can poop on the floor and then put your knees in there.
Wait, say that again.
Oh, because you can poop on the floor and then put your knees in there.
Wait, I have a discussion to tell you.
Okay.
So, when we were babies, we used to have lots of poop parties.
Poop parties?
Yeah, we would, like, poop on the floor and stuff, and then we would, like, shove our hands in there.
Oh,
our
gross.
Little thing, and then color on the wall with our toothbrushes.
Oh. Did mom have a toothbrush budget? Because you guys probably went through so many poop brushes.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the funny part about Brooke when she was a baby?
No, I want to say
it.
You get to do the poop part. I get to do the pee. So, so when Brooke was, mom was changing Brooke, she peed in front of mom's face.
You peed on her?
And when I was a baby, mom was changing my diaper, but then I pooped and it's like zinged across the room. It was like diarrhea.
Hey, I have a question. Didn't mommy play a lot of Britney Spears when you guys were in the womb? Tell me that story.
Oh, so when mommy was at a Britney Spears concert.
No, I want to see.
She said, hit me, baby, one more time. Like, hit me, baby, one more time. When me and Brianna were in the bay, were in her tummy, Brianna kicked her tummy. Like, hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah. Get it, baby, one more time. Boom. And then she literally kicked her.
That's amazing. And you guys remember that?
Yeah.
You remember doing that in the womb?
Uh-huh.
And so, because of that, you love Britney Spears, right?
Yep.
And that's one of mommy's favorite artists.
I love her music.
Why do you guys love Britney Spears? Because Britney Spears has been around for like 20 years. When Uncle Adam was in high school, that's when she became really popular with that song. So now she's still singing and performing, and you guys love her. So why do you think she's so popular?
It's because she's pretty, hot, and she has a pretty voice. She's very talented.
What's your favorite Britney song, Bri? And can you guys give me a little taste of it? Because you guys have beautiful voices, and one of my favorite things is when you guys sing.
Hit me, baby, one more time. That's your favorite. I was a baby when I was like.
But what about like, toxic? What does that song go?
Toxic. That's actually my favorite song.
It's all around. Baby, can you see me now?
Now, another artist you guys love.
Your toxic gown slipping up with the taste of the poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, cause you know that you're toxic.
Now, another person you guys love is Katy Perry.
Or Taylor Swift!
Or if Daddy says, here, hold up. Or as Daddy says, Katy Perry.
No.
So why do you love Katy? And guess, aren't you guys going to a Katy Perry concert in February?
Yeah.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
No, it's Katy Perry.
Oh my goodness. Will she sing the...
Who got you tickets?
You.
Aren't you guys really excited? I'm sending all the girls. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, what are you? It's gonna be your first concert. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Not our first concert because we went to Dad's concert before.
Gotcha.
And that's went to Hit Me Baby One More Time in our mouth.
In your tummies. Oh, I guess this is your third concert. That's right. Your daddy is a rapper. And
my mom is a doctor.
Have you been to your daddy's shows?
Only sometimes.
But you've heard some of the songs, right?
Yes, yeah. They are so awesome. But there is a lot of swearing in them.
Yeah.
Just to break it to you.
Can you give me one of the songs with? But every time you get to a swear word, don't say it. Or is that tough to do because every other word is a swear word?
Yes. Here, I just say, I want.
No. No. Stop. Stop. Not good. Not good. All right. But let me ask you something. This is going to be your first concert going to it that's somebody that you love. Because Britney Spears, you were in the tummy. Daddy is a rapper. This is somebody that is who you love, who is a big deal. And you're going to the Tacoma Dome where there's going to be thousands of other girls your age. So, what are you most excited about? I think we're going to make shirts for you guys.
I think I would love it because if Katy Perry sings I Kissed a Girl.
You like that song?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a new song.
It wasn't the way I planned, not my discretion. It's not what good girls do, not how we should behave. My head gets so confused, not how it was. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chopstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl just to try it. Us girls, we are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Hard to resist, unnatural. True cut to, and here I am. Us girls, we are so magical.
Yes, yes. Now, you guys have beautiful voices. It makes me want to cry every time you sing. Now,
look what you made me do.
From Taylor Swift.
Now, you guys have come up in a very interesting era, by the way, with YouTube and social media and phones and iPads. I got you guys iPads. You watch YouTube videos like all the time. Like YouTube started when I was in college, you know what I'm saying? And I posted videos. And now there's millions of videos and you guys watch videos.
Wait. How do you even make videos for YouTube?
I can show you, but I don't. Well, you know all those videos I'll make with you guys that I'll post on Instagram and stuff?
Yeah.
So if we make those, we can post them on YouTube. All you do is you click upload on YouTube. And you have to select a file. I'll show you how to do it one time if you guys want to make videos.
Can you do it? I want to make it today.
Maybe. But
we can do a video of us singing.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
right
just
now.
Like Haters Back Off, where it was her first video and it was the first episode on
and
it.
She put it on YouTube and
yeah,
it
was she was like, horrible.
Is this T Swift?
No.
Who's that?
Haters Back Off from Netflix.
Oh, is that a song?
No.
It's a group?
No,
it's a movie.
It's episodes, and there's this girl that likes to sing, but she's really horrible. She's like, hey,
I'm so
she's like a teenager, and she's very disgusting.
Oh.
Just to break it to you, lipstick is almost all over her face.
It's like her lips are like this.
That's right. You guys, surprisingly, for being 8-year-old girls, are pretty good with makeup and stuff. And we actually, for Christmas, you got a make-your-own lip balm kit. And Brookie and I made some lip balm, and Brianna painted my nails. And guess what, ladies? They're still colored. The stuff that you use will not go away. And we went swimming, and I was waving my hand at you guys in the pool with turquoise and purple nails, and people were looking at me like, what is that guy doing?
Yeah, I can't believe him.
But so what do you love about putting on makeup and stuff?
Well, I like to put on makeup because
put a microphone in your face. Make sure it's
beautiful. Because it makes you look beautiful, and besides, it's nice colors.
And it's fun, right?
And how they make it, they did a really hard work for us.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy how they did it, and I'm thankful for what they did for all of the girls.
Aww. It's like you're on a little teen pageant speech.
Even boys for secret agents that they want to pretend to be girls, like secret agent boys, and they pretend at a girl party to be a girl so they can see files and stuff.
Yeah. Secret agent boys being girls.
Yeah.
So question, wait a minute. So YouTube videos. You guys watch a lot of YouTube videos of people playing video games and people opening presents, right?
Yeah.
Now, what are the present videos called?
Silly videos, reactions of people opening presents.
Now, why do you love these videos?
Because when they open the presents, they start screaming and running around. and it's just, like, so funny.
Some of the videos are boring.
Oh, yeah!
So it's kids freaking out about presents, and you guys do that, so it's fun to watch other people.
And the funny thing is, a little girl, she was about, like, 5, and she opened a present, and it was a Rapunzel doll, and she's like, Rapunzel, I wanted something else.
Whoa.
So sometimes I kind of like it.
But it's just, sometimes she's just, like, this little sitting Brianna. On the floor, so it's yeah. so cute.
Brianna. So why I like these videos, because sometimes Brianna doesn't really like those videos and there's something boring, but they're actually amazing for me. So just to break it to you, I like the stuff that Brianna is annoyed about.
Well, you guys,
can you hear this in the headphones? Yeah.
Do it again. Yeah, it sounds like a gross fart.
I want to hear it with the headphones.
I'll show you after, okay? I do want to say that you guys do a really good job of being sisters. Like, you guys spend so much time together. And guess what? You fight, but that's because you're around each other and you fight. Me and your sister fight, you know? And we fought growing up. But you guys are really good buddies. And you have a lot.
You and our sister?
Your mom, I mean, is my sister. But you guys get along a lot more than you fight, wouldn't you say?
What?
You guys are good friends. You're best friends, wouldn't you say?
So, why we're best friends is because we're girls. We're sisters. And we're family.
But what makes you not your best friend?
It's because she's my sister, and she lives with me all my life.
And she knows you better than anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've shared a bed with her. You've shared a womb with her. You've shared food with her. What else?
You keep saying womb.
We
share my name. What's my name? Who wanna say?
Brianna, why is Brookie your best friend?
Because I've lived with her all my life since now, and we've always played with each other at recess at school, so that's what makes me love her. And whenever we spend time together, it's just like
you have fun.
Yeah.
You guys are really good at creating fun out of nothing, too. Like, you guys can, like, yesterday we went to the Funhouse Playtorium, I think, and you'd never been there before, and it was slides and ball pits and mazes, and anyway, you guys ran for an hour and a half straight, and at one point, Brianna came to me and goes, I can't breathe. I went through so many tunnels and slides, and I was like, I think we need to get water. What did you love about that place?
Well, it's so amazing, but the bad part is we kept on bonking our heads.
Because
it was so small. They should have made it level up.
There was like a pipe thing. There's pipe things of top, so when the mothers come, they can just go like that.
Yeah.
And so they cannot get hurt. But when I was running, I was looking the other way, and I bonked my head.
Dang. But you went down the slide like 50 times in a row.
Yeah, it was
so I did 100 times, so I'm the new record.
Now, Brookie, you just bring up something very intriguing. The whole idea of one-upping. Now, people one-up a lot of each other in elementary school. Like what I just said, Brianna went down 50 times, and you go, I went down 100 times. Now, does that happen a lot at school where you'll say like, man, I kicked the ball really far, and somebody will go, I kicked it farther. Does that happen a lot?
No.
No, it doesn't?
I don't react like that. I just wanted to tell everybody that I got 100 times because I actually counted in my head.
Oh, did you really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Now,
I only got 40.
That's still really good. I only went down the slide once.
Yeah, that's actually really
good.
Wait,
you only went down the slide once.
Okay. Don't laugh at me. Do you guys, what do you do at recess?
I just like to play all by myself. I don't really do anything. I just walk around.
Well, sometimes I find my sister at first recess, and then we just play. One time at recess when there was, like, ice everywhere, she put it in my coat. Like, and then I put my hoodie on, and then I put it just, like, on my head.
Freezing cold head. Are there games at recess? Do the recess teachers organize games and stuff?
No. Only if it's inside recess, like when it's pouring outside, we can just stay in our classrooms and play games and be on the computer and color. It's a lot. I'm famous.
Oh, wow. So all right. So the listeners,
Facebook,
the
so
listeners should know.
Listen to our blog.
She doesn't have a blog. The listeners should know that I post. Excuse me. I post videos of the Nuggets.
Yeah, which we're not called Nuggets anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, why? Because you're 8 years old.
Because we're in third grade now.
Yeah, you're right. All right, the twins.
That's better.
And the double B's, BB. And so you guys are all over my Instagram and Facebook.
BB 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 BB.
What's that?
Brianna. Brooke. Bear, like Mr. Bear.
Oh, your bear's a part of the entourage.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
Hello. And also.
Say the mic.
B, B, B. So that's 5 B's.
Dang, that's a big gang. So you guys are all over my Instagram, and people comment on videos all the time. They say they love you guys. You're so cute. You're hilarious. They want to meet you. What do you have to say to all your fans?
Well,
I love you, too.
I'm really excited that lots of you guys like us. And just to break it to you, I like you guys. Even though I don't even know you, I like you guys.
So get a like below, and you can actually sometime meet us.
Whoa. People do want to meet you. Isn't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
What would you do if you met one of your fans?
I would get their autograph.
You'd get their autograph?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Even though I'm 8 years old, and I'm like almost as tall. I'm almost as tall as a lamp.
You're what?
On top of the thing. I'm almost as tall as a lamp on top of, like, one of those big lamps on top of the shelf. I'm almost as big as that.
That's right.
Literally, I'm almost there.
You really are. All right, I want to do a rapid-fire question thing. We're almost done, Bri-Bri. Come back. Come on, get off Minecraft.
Why? It's not Minecraft. I just wanted to see what you
All right, we're almost done. Here, hey, take the mic. So here. Hey, we're doing a rapid-fire. We're doing rapid-fire. Hey, rapid-fire questions. Hold the mic in front of your mouth. So, favorite food.
Okay, this is me, Brooke, the one who loves black and pink. Black, pink, and white. My favorite dessert is actually, chocolate ice cream with chocolate fish, marshmallows, caramel, together. It's all together at the same thing, the same package. That's my dessert. And my favorite food for breakfast is pancakes. And
wait, panic cakes or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Okay, you said panic cakes, and I was like, do you have a panic attack in the morning, so you have cake?
So I have pancakes and eggs. My favorite lunch is actually blue sea sushi.
Dang, you get to have that sometimes. So just for the listeners, that's not every day. It's once in a while when mommy treats you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sushi for lunch and then dinner, what do you like?
For dinner, my favorite food is spaghetti.
Dang, me too. Brianna, favorite dessert?
I don't really have a favorite dessert. It's just I like to eat dessert. I mean, eat dessert because it's just like, it's very smooth and sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
And cold, so.
What about breakfast? What's your favorite food? If you could have anything.
My favorite food is like pizza and spaghetti. Like sometimes if I have spaghetti and dad gives me pizza and there's leftover spaghetti, I could just put spaghetti in my pizza.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like what Uncle Adam used to do. We're going to have to watch you. Brianna, okay, favorite sport?
Definitely basketball.
Brookie, favorite sport?
Favorite sport? Ballet and swimming.
Oh, that's right. You guys swim a lot. What's your favorite part about swimming?
Going to the deep end and breathe. And then you relax for a second under the water. But when you need to breathe, you can go up.
Brianna, favorite part about swimming?
Because you go to the deep end, you can relax and stuff. And sometimes you can pretend that you're dead or something.
Yeah. Have you guys ever peed in the pool? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
A million times.
I will also answer yes to that question.
And also, sometimes different types of hot tubs.
Different? You've peed in hot tubs?
Yeah.
Dang. All right, well, hopefully this is just a phase.
We peed in Grandma's hot tub.
Whoa. All right, I'll keep that between us. Okay, favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song is Look What You Made Me Do from Taylor Swift.
Brianna?
My favorite song.
Hold the mic up.
My favorite song is from Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
My second favorite song is Katy Perry, Bon Appetit.
Hell yeah.
My second one is...
Mic up.
My second one is Britney Spears, Down Under.
Okay, favorite person, favorite celebrity you would like to meet?
Like this? Taylor Swift!
Who do you want to meet if you got a chance?
Since it's hard for Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, then I'll maybe go with Britney Spears.
Ooh. Now, but don't you guys like Shawn Mendes?
Yeah.
Doesn't he sing that song? I can't stand a girl like you.
Well, Shawn Mendes is a little cute.
He's a little cute. All right. Who's your crush on right now? Go.
Enzo.
Who's Enzo?
He's in my daycare and he goes to my school.
Is he your crush?
Yeah.
He's in first grade.
Dang. And why do you like him, Bri-Bri?
Because, he has cute hair.
And what else?
They used to be girlfriend and boyfriend, but then they broke up.
Ooh, juicy scoop. The hot take. Enzo and Bri-Bri broke up. Why?
Now they're just friends now. Maybe because Brianna accidentally threw his bracelet all across the whole recess floor.
You threw his bracelet across the entire recess?
Because he lied to me.
What'd he say?
He said that he gave me infinity chances when he broke up with me, and then he was pretending to love me the whole time.
He didn't really love you?
Well, he loved me before, and then when he told me that he gave me infinity chances...
He said, actually, I'm kidding. I just gave you zero chances. Bye! But then he shut the door.
Dang! Bye, Felicia. Why did he give you infinity chances?
He did not even give me infinity chances. He was just trying to make me happy because whenever he, he's kind of, whenever someone likes him and he likes someone else, I start crying a little bit.
Aww.
So
he
tries to make me happy.
Didn't you guys like the same boy at one time? I remember, 2 years ago, I had a conversation and, Brooke,
well,
Brianna told me.
Well, he was mine first and then Brooke stole him.
Brooke, what do you have to say about that? Come here. Because Brianna told me that you guys went
to... I didn't steal him. All of a sudden, I went in her room to give her teacher the copy, because we had the copier. And then all of a sudden, it was Liam's fault. Because all when he saw me in my favorite dress, dun, 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 he was looking at me.
He had googly eyes. He had googly love eyes. He was like, oh my goodness, who is that?
He doesn't sound like that. He's like, oh my goodness.
Wait, did he think you were Brianna because you guys are twins?
No. She had a little bit shorter hair than me last time.
Now, Brookie, you told me at one point, or Brianna told me, this is you, it was very sweet. You said that that Brookie looked at Liam lovingly, like, and she went like, nee, 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 like batted her eyes, right? And then you said that, I said, how do you know they're in love? And you said, well, they went down a slide that could only hold one person. And you said they both went down together, right? And you said, I go, what do you mean? And you go, they just made it work. And it was so sad and adorable. But then I said, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And you're like, yeah. You're like, I don't care. I'm over it.
Well, I'm not really over it, but I'm kind of over it. Okay, I am not over it because of Enzo now.
You're over it because of Enzo. Yeah, you have a new crush. And that's what love is, you know? Sometimes it doesn't work out, and you guess what? Millions of people in the world. Now, do you guys like, what's your favorite subject?
Ooh, can I marry you?
Me? I'm your uncle.
Wait, I want to tell everybody. Wait.
Yeah.
Hold it. So, I was about to kiss Liam on the lips before, but then the bell rang, and then I was waiting the next day for him to meet me at the place where I told him to go.
Where was that?
But he actually moved away.
Wait, so you said meet me at the vending machine outside the flagpole, and then he goes, okay, I'll be there, and then he moved?
Yes.
Oh, that is the epitome of...
I think Liam didn't want to make her sad that he had to leave. So, yeah.
Just Irish goodbye. Like the same times, like if Uncle Adam's had a little too much to drink at a party and I don't want to say goodbye because I'm going to embarrass myself because I'm a little woozy, I just leave. Yeah? Same thing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can respect that. So Liam didn't want to make you sad, so he just left. Otherwise, he would have given you one last kiss and then left, right? That would have been even more sad.
That's maybe why he wanted to kiss Brooke on the lips before he,
But we were in a secret place.
Favorite school subject?
No, I want to tell everybody this. So when we left Bartels, Liam and his mom just walked into Bartels, and we had to leave.
Why?
Because...
Why didn't you stop and say something to him and say, Liam, meet me at the pencil sharpener aisle for one last kiss.
No.
We can sharpen a pencil and sharpen our love.
He had to go.
Aw.
But at least he looked behind him.
He looked behind him at you? And did you wave?
Uh-huh.
I blew a kiss at Liam. I blew a kiss.
I'm like,
hey, all right. All right, favorite school subject.
At me.
Oh, favorite school subject.
My favorite school object.
Subject.
Is science.
Science? Why do you like science?
I don't know. Maybe because I just like science, even though we don't do it in class. But we did it last year.
Do you get to make potions and combine chemicals and stuff?
No.
Do you know when you get to high school, you get to dissect animals? Like frogs and rabbits and cats? You get to open them up like dead ones and then look at their insides to learn about them.
Oh, ew.
Ew, I just... What?
Yeah, Uncle Adam got in trouble in high school because when we would dissect them, you put needles through them to open them up, and you hold down like their arms and their face. And with the frog, I put a pin inside the bottom of the frog's mouth. And when my classmate was cutting him open, and she was very grossed out, so she was already really nervous, I put a little pin inside his mouth. And when she started cutting him, I pulled the pin down and made his mouth move like a puppet. And I go, hey, stop cutting me open. Hey, come on, this ain't funny. And she almost threw up. And I got in trouble. Because I was trying to make her laugh, but I was goofing off, says the teacher. Do you guys ever make kids in your class laugh?
Not really.
One time I went like this.
You don't have any friends?
Sophia was my only friend, but we don't even play anymore with each other.
Why? Don't you get... What about kids in your class or at recess? No. Do you know? I think you have tons of friends,
Bobby. Adam, I thought you said kissing your class.
Oh, kids in your class. All right, so science. Brianna, what subject do you like?
Because you do your homework really quick and you're pretty smart.
Pooping?
No, that's not a subject. Come on, what is it?
It is a subject, pooping in the toilet.
You're right, it is. But I'm talking about something that you learn. You already know how to poop. Something that
you did not know how to poop when we were just born like a baby. We had to learn.
Yeah, you did. Touche.
We didn't learn
math,
how to poop.
Reading, English, what do you like? You like math, don't you?
We didn't learn English yet.
What do you like, Bri Bri?
I like when we do math, she gives us like the three song, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Wait, teach me that. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
No.
Is that it?
No, no. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Do you think we should email Katy Perry and see if she'll sing that at the concert?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? What if she's just up there going like, cause baby you're a firework, don't make much of any work, make them say 3, 6, 9, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Wait.
Would you go crazy?
I'll be like, I love you for singing your song.
If I wanted Katy Perry to sing my song, I would do 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54, 63, 72, 81, 90, 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54, 63, 72, 81, 90.
Whoa! You guys are super smart.
6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Those are actually really catchy songs.
That was counting by nines.
All right, last question, and we're almost done. We have 2 more minutes. You guys have been great guests. Did you like doing a podcast? This was fun.
It's amazing.
This is the podcast that I do. You guys know my buddy Brad, right?
Yeah.
You guys haven't met Brad yet.
Well, we kind of
met him. This is the place we all want to go. Be the star of the show. When you're out in New York.
Who sings that?
I was from New York in Monster High, but I said New York because we're not monsters.
Gotcha. All right, favorite movie. 2 more questions. Favorite movie. Brienne? Bri-Bri? Hold the mic in front of your face. Favorite movie. Hold the mic in front of your face.
My favorite movie is...
Right here.
My favorite movie is... Flushed Away.
Is that about poop?
No. No, it's where there's rats.
Hold the mic in front of your face.
There's rats and their owner, like a mouse, and their owner's left, so he sneaked out of his cage, and then another mouse came, and like flushed him down the toilet, like pushed him in the toilet and flushed him.
Dang.
And then he was in the sewers. Then he found a. Like a penny stuck in a hole, and he twisted the penny, and then he saw he fell down the hole, and then there was like a New York paper on the floor. And he's like, "I'll be finally here at New York, where my family is.
Wow.
But then it was just like rats everywhere.
Hold this in front of your face.
It was rats everywhere. It's like Mouse Town.
Yeah. Is that a Disney movie?
It's not really a Disney movie.
You guys just saw Aladdin the musical, didn't you? Did you like it?
Yeah.
You know any of the songs?
You were like, you
never had a friend, never had a friend like me.
How about A Whole New World?
A whole new world,
a whole new world
to see the fun, a whole new world.
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. A new horizon to pursue. I'll take you anywhere. It's time to say Let me share this whole new world with you. Two more minutes. All right. Favorite movie for you, Brookie?
Oh, my favorite movie is, well, it's on Netflix, and they're kind of, they are movies, but sometimes there's some movies that are like episodes. But my favorite movie from Monster High is Boo York.
Dang.
When, like, this is all the place we want to go, be the star of the show. When you're out in Boo York. This is all I want to go, be the star of the show. When you're out in Boo York.
Wait,
I came to steal the show.
Now, do you guys like cartoons better or real life people?
Watch me steal this show.
No, bro.
This
is
not right. You stole that voice and it's all not right.
Question. Do you guys like cartoons?
Your name is Toralaya. Your name should be Toralaya.
Hey, do you guys like cartoons or people movies better?
Cartoons.
Why?
Because, like,
funny and weird.
Like, real people would just be, like, people acting and stuff, and it's not that good.
Right.
Because if you
think, like, cartoons are better actors than people?
I'm an actor!
If you were in a movie and you're like, hey, bro, it's just, like, weird.
Well, you guys saw me in Ghostbusters, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's really funny, but I would like cartoons more because of Monster High. It's really, like...
So you think cartoons are better actors than people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to see me in Trolls, the TV show?
Yeah, because that's a cartoon.
Yeah, and I'll be doing a voice. But you saw me in Jungle Bunch, right?
Yeah.
Doing the voice of the gorilla and the frog?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
Wait, the green frog?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Remember, he talked like this. He was like, hey, come on, let's get out of here. I'm a frog.
Oh, yeah, that sounds exactly like him.
It sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, because I did the voice.
Wait, do it again.
Hello, Brooke and Brianna. Thanks for doing Adam's podcast. Oh, geez. Look out. There's a big tadpole over there. I'm going to get that fly. Got him. Is it funny to... You guys have never seen Uncle Adam
do... Can you do the orange frog?
I didn't do the orange frog. I just did the green one.
Just at least try.
Question. You guys, I think, have really good senses of humor. And you know Uncle Adam's a comedian, right? Yeah. What do I do for work? What do you think I do for work?
You do jokes.
Jokes and acting? Not really acting.
Yeah, I do. What do you mean not really acting?
Because like in the cartoon of the Jungle Book
year.
Well, the Jungle Bunch was acting because I was just doing my voice though. But what about Ghostbusters or The Heat or Mad TV?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite Mad TV sketch?
Well, I forgot what Mad TV was.
Oh, I
like.
Remember the one.
Princess Polly.
Remember
the princess parking attendant and she kept getting hit by cars?
Oh, yeah. You were playing as her?
I was one of the guys in that.
Oh. Like, he...
Boy, thanks for remembering. Jeez, memorable
Did
performance.
You see that? Were you the guy that says, hey, get out of the road?
Yes, one of those guys. Oh, no, remember she asked me for... She was, like, trying to give me advice. And I was like, hey, beat off, fairy. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And then she got hit by a car.
Oh, like, yeah.
Respect around here.
So since I tell jokes, you guys want to come see me do stand-up sometime, don't you?
Yeah,
I want stand-ups.
That means acting out loud in front of a whole stage.
It means telling jokes in front of people. Now, I know you guys gave me stand-up advice one time, and I want to end this podcast on that. So I want you each to tell me a joke that I can use on stage, and then we'll wrap this up, okay?
Okay, I want to tell you one. So, say... Hey guys, have you ever seen a whale with purple polka dots? And you'll be like, no, I've never seen one. But guess what? You had purple polka dots on you too. But then they look and they're like, no. And then you throw.
All right, that's. I'm gonna put that in the maybe bin.
But then you throw purple glitter all over the whole.
So I do the joke, it doesn't make sense, it bombs, and then to make up for it, I throw glitter on them?
Yeah.
Like, purple glitter so they look like they have spots.
Oh, so then they look like they have spots.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So they say, okay, hold up. So they say, oh, dang, drop the computer. All right, we're almost done. All right, so they say we don't have dots on us, and then you throw glitter on them, and then they have dots on them.
Yeah.
Okay, Brianna.
My joke,
joke
is, hey, what did the nieces say when they're little poopy?
No, didn't you tell me once you said, what did the poop say to the fart?
Oh, what did the poop say to the fart?
What? Good night, everybody. Hey, ladies, you want to say goodbye? Thanks for doing your first podcast.
Goodbye.
And Happy New Year, right?
Happy New Year. I love you guys.
Is that to your fans?
You guys, to my fans, guys. Bye.
Can I get a hug and a kiss? I love you guys so much. Mwah. Mwah. I love you.
Love you.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that
Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through the fucking day. Just follow us on Twitter at Funny Brad, and I'm at Adam Ray Comedy.
This has been the About Last Night podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.